taníts meg beszélni! Jó reggelt kívánok, ez itt a Periszkop Rádióban a Színusz műsor. Taníts meg beszélni!
Igen.
Ez itt a Periszkop Rádióban a Színusz műsor. A Színusz műsort Lacival együtt szerkesztjük. Hello, ez egy komoly műsor. És most Steve Reich-tól halljátok már a háttérben a Three Tales című kompozícióját, ami teljesen beteliti az egy órát, ezért is lett hirtelen elkezdve 0 perckor és körülbelül 60 perckor, minutumkor fog leállni. A műsort elvileg Pécsről sugározunk, mondhatni podcast műsor, ami annyit jelent, hogy én megcsinálom pinteken, ami ma van, és vasárnap lejátszák. Visszatérve Steve Reichhoz, 2 hete találkoztattok, hogyha hallgattátok a műsort, ha nem, akkor fölmentek az archívumba, és ott meghallgathatjátok. Az egyik legmeghatározó minimalista kompozíciót, ami az INSI nevet kapta, ami azt jelenti, hogy C-ben ő az Terry Riley-tól van. Na most az ő egyik, talán nem mondanám a diákjának, de követője, még mindig élő amerikai zeneszerző Steve Reich, tőle halljátok a háttérben elkezdődött darabot, aminek az a címe, hogy Three Tales, azaz 3 történet. A 3 történet első története a Hindenburg címet kapta, ami a Hindenburg Zeppelin történetét meséli el, mondhatni, arról szól, hogy van egy technikai csoda, hú de nagy, vagy mit tudom én, aztán lejjék. A második a Bikini szigetekről szól, ahol a hidegháborúban az atomkísérleteket végezték. A harmadik pedig Dollyról, aki az első klónozott bárány volt. Nos, különböző technikákat alkalmaz Steve Reich ebben a darabban. Azért is, hát nem mondanám, hogy fontos megemlíteni, de meg kell, hogy említsem azt, hogy ez elvileg egy olyan darab, ami videóval együtt jár. Tehát, hogyha valakinek tetszik, akkor biztos vagyok benne, hogy a videóval együtt még jobban tetszene. Ez egy opera, amely föl van dúsítva vizuális effektekkel, különböző interjúk, különböző dokumentációs filmekből kivágott videó részletek vannak a darab közben lejátszva és manipulálva. Nem is tudom, hogy sokáig beszéljek-e még, vagy nem, de inkább nem, mert ha jól tudom, kész a vacsora. Nos, akkor Steve Reich és a Three Tales. Ha az eleje egy kicsit furán hangzik, a közepe annyira nem lesz fura, a legvége meg úgymond a legnem furább lesz. A legutolsó a legjobb, tehát örülnék, hogyha végig hallgatnátok. Krisztián voltam, és következő héten Lacival találkoztam. Jó mulatást!
have such a cigar, huge silver cigar in the sky.
Largest thing that ever flew. She represented man's latest attempt to conquer the Atlantic by air. Her tragedy will not halt the march of progress.
Thank you. The United States government now.
Thank you. gigantic shimmering mushroom.
Just the place, they say, for the next atom bomb.
Crossroads, scene 24, take one.
Government wants to turn this great destructive power for the benefit of mankind.
Thank you. cosmic ticking knife.
Inhabitants have been taken away, transferred to another coral island, and given new homes.
Crossroads, scene 26, take one. Scene 26, take two. And that these experiments here at Bikini are the first step in that direction.
Thank you. and placed him in the Garden of Eden to serve it and to keep it.
The process is as follows.
They removed the nucleus from an egg. No genes in it at all.
Take out that DNA.
DNA is the script. DNA is the script for life.
Skin, the hair, anyway. They took a frozen udder cell from a sheep that was dead.
Worried about. said, the mind is a meat machine. People freak.
A monkey is a machine that preserves genes of trees.
The script for human life is 3 billion letters.
It doesn't seem so frightening anymore.
A fish is a machine that preserves genes in the water.
Kind of cyborg consciousness.
They're all about preserving the code, preserving DNA.
We've always thought about brains in terms of our latest technology.
DNA is a molecule that carries coded information, exactly like a computer tape.
At one point, our brains were steam engines.
What lies at the heart of every living thing is not a fire.
When I was a kid, telephone switching networks.
Not warm breath. Not a spark of life.
Then they became digital computers.
If you want to understand life,
then massively parallel digital computers.
Think about information technology.
Probably out there now are kids' books which say that our brain is the World Wide Web.
I don't think there's anything that we are that is in principle deeply different from what computers are.
We probably haven't got it right yet.
Good silk flower. It doesn't mean that it's a real flower. It may just mean that I don't know enough about flowers.
We and all other animals are machines created by our genes.
I have no sense of guilt pulling the plug on any machine.
It's a machine or not a machine? The real question would be, are you responsible or not responsible for anything?
Not what the computer does, but what the computer does to us.
The human body is extremely limited. I would love to be able to upgrade myself.
Darwinian natural selection is the key to understanding the whole of the existence of life. A self-replicating molecule really began the origin of life. It replicates. It produces copies and copies and copies and copies. If it's successful, there are going to be thousands of copies. These things competed in the primeval soup. They started to build cells around themselves, colonies of cells, which are what we are. The ones that were good at it stayed. The ones that were bad didn't stay. Natural selection, the blind, unconscious, automatic process, has no purpose in mind.
Has a song. This song will be the dogs. and the song of the doves, the song of the fly, the song of the fox. What do they say?
Technology is... technology is a continuation. Continuation of evolution. We can create things far faster than biological evolution.
Species that's smarter than us, our prospects are dim.
Intelligent robots will be our replacement. Prophet Jeremiah decided to build an artificial man who was perfect, was able to talk. Immediately he talked to Jeremiah and he asked him, What did you do?
Well, look, I have succeeded.
Then no, it's not good. From now on, when people will meet other people in the street, they will not know whether you made them or God made them. Undo me. So that's what Jeremiah did.
I don't think robots are going to take over from us, because there isn't going to be an us, because we are starting to bring technology into our bodies.
This gives me pause.
You go and buy this module in the Mind Store. Have it connected to your brain. And then you do 4 or 5 part counterpoint. I think we'll turn into something quite different.
Once upon a time, there was carbon-based life, and it gave over to silicon-based life. I don't view the prospect with equanimity. Maybe I'm just sentimental.
Thank you.
So how's your day going? Yeah? You got it all planned out? You do? You got it all planned out? Maybe you play with your yellow toys.